In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we are strangers and sojourners no longer, but rather, he says, we are members of the household of God. We're fellow members with the saints. That's a pretty astounding company that God has given us the grace to be a part of, to be part of the same household as the saints. Now, obviously, St. Paul can use that word, as he often does, in the much broader sense. Those who believe in God, you could make it even a little narrower and say those in the state of grace are all saints. But even if we look at it in the more strict sense, what an amazing gift to think that God would allow the likes of people like us to be in the same household as the saints. The great saints who have lived and have served the Lord so beautifully and give to us that example. We're not just looking from the outside. We're part of this. And as part of it, comes back to that point that we've regularly made, and that is that God is calling us to be saints. It's not just looking at those others who have done this, but it's learning from them, and it's putting it into practice now ourselves. As I pointed out many times, this is the greatest time in history to become a saint. This is the time that the saints actually wished that they could be alive during. And we have the privilege. So not only do we have the privilege of being able to learn from the saints, but now we have the privilege of being alive when any and all of the saints would have wished that they could have been alive. And that's the time that God has chosen for us. Now, as we look at that, we then look at the gospel reading today, and we have to ask ourselves how often we find ourselves being like Thomas. Unless I see, I will not believe. Doesn't take any faith to be able to see. I don't need faith to know that you're here right now. I can see it. That doesn't require any faith. And so if we were able to see and understand everything completely, that wouldn't require any faith at all. And so God says, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. If we can make that same act of faith as St. Thomas, to look at our blessed Lord and say, my Lord and my God, to be able to know that Jesus is both Lord and God, to know that he is truly present with us in the Blessed Sacrament, to know that he dwells within us in his indwelling presence with the Father and the Holy Spirit any time that we are in the state of grace. 24 hours a day when we are in the state of grace, the Lord dwells within. He is right there. Do we have that trust, that faith, that confidence to be able to live our lives for him? Because we know who he is. That can't, when we look at the saints, that's not just an objective statement. Yes, it's an objective statement that Jesus is Lord and God. Satan can make that exact same statement. He knows it. It's a truth. But for Satan, it's not a point of faith. It's just an objective fact. It needs to be more than an objective fact for us. It needs to be the subjective truth around which our lives revolve. Because if we can say that Jesus is my Lord, that he is my God, not just he is Lord and God. Yeah, he's the Lord and God of the whole universe. He's Lord and God of everyone, whether they want him to be or not. So the question is, do we want him to be? Do we allow him to be? Is he the Lord of my life? Is he truly my God, whom I will serve with my whole heart and soul and strength? That is what that act of faith is all about. That's what the saints are all about. Why do you think that they did what they did? Not because they had some objective knowledge that Jesus is Lord and God. Certainly they believed that. But because they loved him. Because they let it get from their head into their heart and they lived it. That's the example that we want to be able to have. If we're strangers and sojourners, we're just looking through the window from the outside. We're looking at the great saints who have lived the faith, but we're not part of it. But we're no longer strangers and sojourners. We're members of the household of God. We've been brought in, and now it's our turn. The ball has been given to us now to pick it up and run. The saints have already done their part. And now they're asking us to pick up where they left off and to continue that progress. What a gift. What a blessing. But do we truly recognize it? Are we willing to embrace it? Are we willing to live it? The only way to live it is to love the one we know to be Lord and God. So we have not seen, we have believed. And now we want that belief to become much, much deeper, to be transformed merely from faith into charity, so that we love the one in whom we believe, and that with our whole heart and soul and strength, we will serve him. And in doing that, we learn from the example of the saints. And in this time, the greatest time ever to be alive, we too will become saints.